USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin disclosed in House testimony that the United States military is training Ukrainian soldiers in the United States to use armed drones to attack Russian tanks and other armored vehicles. A bipartisan group of senators will introduce a new bill today that will prevent the Biden administration from removing Title 42 without a detailed plan in place to stop the expected surge of migrants at the border. President Biden plans to end Title 42 by May 23rd. The D.C. Public Health Lab has confirmed a fox that bit a congressman and at least eight other people near the U.S. Capitol Wednesday was rabid. Congressman Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, tells NBC News about his encounter.
Walking to the Hill about 5 o'clock in the afternoon over by the Senate Russell building and, you know, felt something like lunge at the back of my leg.
The fox was euthanized. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
President Biden and the White House have repeatedly denied that he and Hunter ever discussed the first son's controversial overseas business dealings. In reality, the New York Post has released information from the laptop saying the president 12 times has discussed matters involving Hunter's business partners. Still, no special counsel has been appointed to investigate. Entrapment by the FBI is the defense angle for the men charged in an attempted kidnapping of Democrat Governor Whitmer of Michigan. Nonetheless, a verdict has still not been reached.
The jury will return on Thursday to continue deliberations and determine the fates of Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta. They are charged with conspiracy. Defense lawyers assert that an informant manipulated the group at the direction of the FBI. The trial began with jury selection on March 8th. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Scientists have discovered a brand new type of cell inside the human lungs. The newfound cells play a vital role in keeping the respiratory system functioning properly and could even inspire new treatments to reverse the effects of smoking-related diseases. The study was done by the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. As the White House refuses to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch on Fox News this morning, says politics at the administration level is why a special counsel has not been appointed.
It's a massive corruption scandal that one hasn't been appointed. One should have been appointed, in my view, during the Trump administration, and certainly the Justice Department under President Biden has a irredeemable conflict of interest that the regulations require be dealt with through a special counsel. That's why a special counsel was invested. Supposedly that's why a special counsel was appointed to target Trump, and there was really nothing to really require one because there was no serious evidence Trump had done anything wrong. In this case, the president's son, everyone acknowledges, is under criminal investigation, and as you've been reporting and the evidence shows, Joe Biden is up to his neck in this issue. In the least, he's a witness. Arguably, he should be a target. Either way, a special counsel is required, and the fact that one hasn't been appointed ought to be concerning any American who wants the law fairly administered by the Justice Department with respect to the Biden family scandal.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.